720 WGN, Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio on January 2nd. It is early in the year, but you want to be able to plan for, you know, some of those things that you're going to, I guess, experience throughout the course of the year. And one of the things that people are going to love to do is tailgate for every situation. When it comes to football, this is kind of the season where, I mean, New Year's Day, all the bowl games, but now they've got the new playoff systems. We have extra games. You're going to want to tailgate. You're going to want to tailgate at a high level. When we got into the segment a little bit earlier, we talked about Beth Peterson as a veteran of the tailgate. She's, of course, part of the Coke Zero tailgate tour, and she toured with Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe. You've been to so many kind of iconic football, either stadiums or matchups where, as much as Joey says here, you know, Soldier Field, people love their tailgating. Where for this, it's like a religion, right? For some of these places,
that's right. I mean, they their families are involved for years and years and years in their tailgate experiences at stadiums. A lot of college football stadiums around the country. I was part of the ESPN Coke Zero tailgate tour, and so we got to go to like some of the best matchups around the country. And like, honestly, when you were talking to me before about, you know, what was happening on the field, like, I actually didn't care really so much about the games. I was really just focused on the food and the fun that was happening around the stadium. So that's pretty much where my focus is for football, is in the tailgating. And right now, home gating is a big thing because, you know, the games are starting to become not maybe necessarily about your own team, but about, you know, teams kind of far flung around the country, and you're watching the games, you know, kind of picking a new team to root for. So, you know, it's really not about going out to the parking lot for a lot of people right now. It's about, you know, kind of watching games on a Sunday afternoon in their home or a Saturday afternoon in their home, and what kinds of things you can do to sort of amp up the fun at tailgating your home. That's the big trend right now.
Well, what I'd ask you know, as someone who is an award-winning food enthusiast, competitor and all that, was just the typical tailgate, and you got to see some of the really great ones around the country, was the typical tailgate, were you looking at what was going on and saying, yeah, this is good, it's the kind of thing that we can, you know, kind of know and enjoy, but we can do better?
Oh, well, there were some that, I mean, were over the top and you know, just, I don't know if I could do better. They were pretty great. You walked in and were like, I mean, people brought their entire, you know, home, I mean, giant RVs, and I mean, really go all out. And again, generations of people involved in, that was the big surprise for me, tailgating around the country, was just the generations, the family togetherness, the community togetherness that all these tailgates had. I mean, and people had their roles, the things that they did for each tailgate for year, week after week, year after year. It's like, you know, Aunt Josie brings the chicken wings every single, her famous chicken wings every single week. And, you know, so-and-so runs the grill and so-and-so. And like what I loved in the South were all the different things that they did. Like, for example, in Baton Rouge, you know, they did big cauldrons of jambalaya and, you know, red beans and rice. That was really cool. And they've got, you know, the paddles that are die cast with the team names while they're, you know, stirring the jambalaya. You can see LSU through the, you know, it's really very cool.
Well, you talk about Baton Rouge and LSU. That's certainly one of those places where they just don't have professional sports, right? So college is the biggest thing. And there's so much of an affiliation with the community and the games themselves. And so this is it. This is their big primetime show. And so they do it. So outside of LSU, name a couple other places that you guys went.
One of my favorites was South Carolina. They did an incredible tailgate situation there. They did a low country boil for us, and the tailgate team, this big family, had like red carpet, chandeliers, big screen TVs everywhere. I mean, this was portable. This is stuff they just put out that day. Now they come back week after week, but they did this low country boil, and the presentation on it was amazing. They made a giant boat, and they had, you know, several people with giant pots that they just poured the low country boil into this boat, and everybody just kind of got around the boat and just started eating, you know, crab and you know, it was incredible. It was just unbelievable. They had an ice sculpture. I mean, it was outrageous.
Now, Joy, for the Bears games, do you guys have ice sculptures for your family, or are these things you're going to incorporate?
I think we need to now on Sunday. I'll go to the store after our show and get an ice sculpture.
I don't know. Beth, can you buy an ice sculpture at the store?
I don't know if the grocery store has it. I think it might be a call ahead situation.
So Joey,
it was huge too. It was a big ice sculpture. So I don't know, Joey. I think, you know, you might want to call ahead on that one.
So, because we have ice, it is going to be cold. I think maybe you just make one on site. I think that's exciting.
I can only make stick figures, though. It wouldn't turn out very well.
So Joey, for your family, as longtime Bears fans and tailgaters, what do you guys typically do?
So first and foremost, and I know, you know, my mom will swear by this, the onions start grilling at about 7 in the morning, which really is just that beautiful smell you want when you wake up in the morning. And then from there, add some maybe grilled peppers to it. And then when we get out there, it's skirt steaks, it's salamis, it's anything you could imagine. I think this weekend maybe they inspired us with the southern flair. Maybe go get some gumbo to incorporate too because it's going to be freezing.
Nice.
But we're big skirt steak people. Even though it's 9:30 in the morning, doesn't matter. That's kind of the tradition that we've done, at least since I can remember.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. A good skirt steak at any point. I mean, I'll have one on the way home. So, Beth, as people are looking to kind of, you know, either upgrade or elevate, and of course you got the book coming out that you're working on. It's going to be out in 2016. What are some simple things? It doesn't even have to be that simple, but at least approachable things that people can do that'll just blow their tailgate out of the water.
Well, one of the biggest trends right now is doing a full bar, like really having a full bar. You know, cocktail trends are big. And so having a full bar, really going all out when it comes to making sure everybody has like a great signature cocktail and then whatever else, you know, you can mix up. Having somebody like actually bartending is kind of a big trend.
That's great. A full bar is way better than just a full cooler, you know, of Pabst Blue Ribbon. No question.
Right. Just or a keg, you know, which I think is pretty traditional, you know, just having the beer. But this is like, you know, and also Bloody Marys and all different forms, you know, from using tequila, vodka, all different, you know, the micheladas. That's a big trend right now, is making sure you've got some great Bloody Marys. You guys love Bloody Marys?
Sure. No, I mean, I do. I don't get as many of them as I probably should because of the health properties involved. I should probably add that into. It's one of the food groups, right, for tailgate food
like
group.
Really good for you. It's like a salad in some vodka. Right, it's a vegetable.
Right. The health properties of the cayenne pepper is good too. So a little spicy is nice. You got some celery, right. But people go over the top with the Bloody Marys now, because now you'll see them. It's almost like a bouquet, right? Of stuff. There's like burgers and hot dogs and jerky and everything jammed into it.
That's right. And the one big thing that I think in the book is going to definitely provide inspiration for this is over the top. I think when I think about tailgate, especially right now, it's like everything over the top. So for sure, the Bloody Marys are like, it's like a full meal. You know, you want to, you know, there's competitions about, you know, how to make the most stacked Bloody Mary. And, you know, as you go around the city of Chicago, even all the bars on Sundays for football games, you're going to find some great Bloody Marys.
Well, Joey mentioned steaks, and of course you're going to have, at least for skirt steaks, regular steaks, ribeye, you're going to have some fans there. And then you've got kind of the traditional favorites. You know, you've got your sausages, your brats, your hot dogs, your burgers. So on the food side, do we always have to go with grilling? I mean, is that a requisite, or is there some other couple food items that you can suggest that people can enjoy?
Yeah, no, I think it's the grill has definitely got the glory at the tailgate, but the tailgate table is full of, you know, people bringing their own dishes, you know, the dips. I mean, think about how many great yummy dips, the Reuben dip or the pepperoni pizza dip or the onion dip. I mean, those are really big. And then, of course, the wings. I mean, there's like 5 million variety of chicken wings out there. So, no, the tailgate table is full of all different kinds of foods that are not, you know, they're pre-made, make ahead, bring to the game, set on the table, and people enjoy.
for people want to catch up with you, follow not only all of the things that you're doing with Yummy Nation and all of the other things that you're doing on the food side, all your appearances, you know, on television, and certainly some of the things that you're doing on the content side, as well as the latest on when the book's going to come out. Let's give out that social media.
Well, Beth's Table is where you can find me when it comes to tailgating, and Yummy Nation is my website, and you can also find me at BethPeterson.com.
Sounds good. Beth, happy new year and happy tailgating to you, and then we'll have Joey give you a call if he runs into any snags on Sunday.
Absolutely, Joey. Give me a call if you need anything, and happy new year to you guys too.
All right, thanks. That is Beth Peterson, BethsTable.com. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. It is 4 a.m. Here's Roger Badish.